All right, welcome back here for fourth and final period here. The Glacier Bears winning the third period.
What was that final, that third period score?
The third period score was 24-17.
Thank you.
So Craig limited just 2 points for the entire quarter in the third quarter of this game. As the fourth quarter now underway, Craig in possession of the ball as Hansen. Craig's point guard now in midcourt, dribbling the ball, not closely guarded again. Got room, dribbles to the right, dribbles in now toward the basket, throws it back out to Barlow. Well beyond the three-point line, and Barlow moves in, drives in, back out to Yates, who dribbles in. On the backboard,
nice
good.
Take by Yates, makes it 26-17. Glacier Bears wing inbound to Swinton. Swinton brings it across half court, no pressure in the backcourt. Over to Bradford, goes to Gross at the top of the key. Down inside to Bradford. Bradford back up top, over to Coward, shoot, or wing shoots, no good. Rebound, Swinton put back, no good. Rebound, Panthers.
And Yates brings the ball up, got Barlow in front of her, but she'll take it all the way. And Yates will make the easy basket for another 2 points.
28-17, 7:06 remaining to play. Bradford comes across half court for the Bears. Top of the key. No Swinton there on the far side. Comes out to help Larson. Drives baseline, gets inside to Swinton. Swinton puts the ball on the floor. She wants to shoot. She does. No good short. Gross with the save, but it goes out of bounds off the Glacier Bears. It'll be Panther ball with a substitution for the Glacier Bears. Number 30, Stewart, and number 3, Stegen come in. Gross is going to get a breather, and so is Bradford for the Glacier Bears.
28-17, Craig with an 11-point lead here. 6 minutes, 44 seconds left in the game as Craig's point guard, Aston Hansen, brings the ball up, gets it off to Yates on the wing, behind the three-point line. Nice pass into Mikulski. She loses the ball, gets on the floor. Yates ends up with the ball. Quick pass into Vaughn, up no good.
Deegan pulls this one down for the Glacier Bears and quickly gets fouled by the Panthers. It'll be the fourth team foul for the Panthers. It'll be Glacier Bear ball as Stegen will inbounds to Swinton with no backcourt pressure. 6:23 remaining to play in the ball game. Stegen across half court goes inside to Stewart. Stewart passes to Larson. Larson from the free throw line gets tangled up. Nothing to do. Goes down low to Stewart. Stewart goes inside to Swinton. Swinton from the far side underneath the basket dribbles back out. Nothing doing there. Back up top to Wing. Wing to Stegen. Stegen comes near side, then goes far side to Stewart. Stewart fires a three. Nothing doing there. Rebound, put back. Swinton doesn't go. Loose ball. Stewart comes up with it. She's scrapping underneath. Gets tied up. Hits the deck hard. Foul going to be on the Panthers. Stewart gets up. She's okay. And it'll be Glacier Bear ball.
As Barlow checks out, Mackey checks in for the Panthers.
Stegen inbounds this ball underneath the Bear basket. 5:48 remaining to play in the fourth period.
Coach Brittenham really pacing the floor in front of the bench back and forth now. A lot of shots going up, a few falling for the Haynes Glacier Bears.
And Stegen inbounds for the Bears. To Swinton, cuts outside, now brings it inside, lays it up and in for two. Nice take to the hoop by Swinton. Makes it 28-19. Panthers up.
As Hansen brings the ball up court, stands at midcourt, now off to Yates on the far side wing. Yates picks fast inside, holds the ball back to top of key to Hansen. Looks to the coach for her bench for instruction, calls the play. Gets a screen from Vaughn. And this give and go, Vaughn gets the ball back. Back up to McCluskey.
Nice denial.
Yep, now back to Hansen. She dribbles to the far side. And there's a moving screen ball called against the Craig Panthers. Against the eighth.
Nice prevent defense by the Glacier Bears there. Helping themselves to a turnover now. 28-19, 5:12 remaining. And see what the Bears can do with this possession. As Stegen comes across half court. Goes near side to Larson. Larson drives the paint, nothing doing there. Backs up, goes far side from the corner, gets double teamed now. She's in heavy traffic, gets tied up. And a timeout called wisely by Coach Brittenham here to maintain possession of that basketball. With 4:55 remaining to play in the ballgame, Panthers up 28-19 as these Glacier Bears just trying to find a way to whittle that lead down.
I think their zone defense seems to be getting spread out. Craig's found a couple of seams and been able to drive, get some good looks at the basket, so they're going to have to tighten up that that zone defense a little bit to keep Craig on the outside. And for its part, Haynes is having difficulty finding the same thing on the other side, not able to penetrate the ball very much on the dribble, and having to settle for some longer shots.
Able to get within seven just a couple minutes back, so it's definitely not out of reach for them. They just need to convert some of these offensive possessions into some points to get on the board to stay up, because right now Craig has found their groove on the offensive side.
And more of that hard-nosed defense by the Panthers.
Stegan's going to inbound this ball underneath the Bears' basket. She goes to swing, gets knocked out of bounds by Yates. And it'll be Glacier Bear ball again underneath their basket. Stegan again doing the honors. Calling the play. Oh, Swinton hits the deck hard. Inadvertently just tripped over a player's leg.
Bounces back up.
She's fine, and we're going to just do it one more time here, repeat for the third time here. And Stegan with the ball underneath the Bears' basket. She goes up top to Larson, gets tipped out of bounds by the Panthers. Now it'll be Glacier Bear ball from the far side, so going backwards here. Swinton will do the honors this time from the far side. And she gets it to Larson. Larson will put the ball on the floor, come to the top of the key, goes far side, goes baseline, double team, loose ball. Timeout called again by Coach Brittenham here. A little frustrated, not able to move that ball towards the basket here with 4:42 remaining in the ballgame, 28-19.
They ran the same inbound play twice in a row. Just a minute ago on the second attempt, Craig was able to get a deflection on the ball and again try to keep Haynes out of its offensive set.
They're going to be right back underneath their basket here and seeing if they adjust or what they can do differently to get that ball inbound. Stewart on the floor, Stegan, Cowart, Wing, and Swinton for the Bears here as Stegan inbounds it, and that ball gets knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. Intended for Wing, but Ford not allowing that inbounds pass. Stegan goes to Swinton. Swinton comes to the top of the key. She drives the paint. That layup again is golden. Good for two. 28-21. 7-point lead for the Panthers. Now 4:33.
As Hanson again with the ball up court. Stays it near midcourt. Now they give it to Barlow. Back over to Hanson. Same spot. Hanson, no dribble. Passes off McCluskey on the wing. As she walked, McCluskey took too many steps before she put the ball on the floor. And another opportunity, Ken, now for the Haynes Glacier Bears to cut the margin down to maybe 5 points.
That's right. Gross subs back in. Stewart comes out. Nice opportunity here. Swinton comes across half court for the Bears. Directs traffic. Stegan on the near side to Gross at the top. Goes low to Stegan. Stegan back out top. Gross all alone from the free throw line. No good. Too strong. Off the board. Panthers.
With the rebound. Finds a point guard as Hanson brings the ball across half court. Haynes again, 2-3 zone. Ball on the near side wing to Barlow. Barlow dribbles in and comes back. Retreats behind the three-point line. Finds Vaughn. Also behind the line. Vaughn looks in. She dribbles in toward the basket. Makes a nice move.
Oh, stuffed by Gross. Denied.
Yep, that's right. And gets the ball back. And Hanson, Coach Hanson calls a timeout.
Wise timeout by Coach Hanson.
So
So 3:41 remaining to play in the ballgame. 28-21. Glacier Bears down by 7. And these Glacier Bears, sensing that time is not on their side, definitely cranking up the tempo and the pressure.
That's right. Gross did a nice job there holding her own, denying the penetration inside. Gave an opportunity for Haynes to get the ball in transition, but Craig was able to get it back and call a timeout. So
yeah, that was it would have changed momentum had they got that, you know, on the board with that possession. It could have done them real well there.
That's
but
right.
There's still 3 minutes 41 seconds. Coach Brittenham has them huddled up here, and these girls are definitely encouraged.
So with the teams re-entering the floor, Craig will inbound underneath its own basket. Kleski with the ball, calls a play. Craig goes in motion. Hansen gets the ball near the baseline. Looking the shot, then looking back out. Now dribbles toward the basket. Picks up her dribble out to Yates, driving in. Yates pushing her way through now, opposite side of the key, off to Vaughn from the free throw line. Shots up, no good. Rebound.
Deegan pulls it down for the Bears. Runs it out of traffic, cross half court. Turns around. Regroups, sets the offense in motion, looks for an outlet to Coward. Coward goes to Swinton on the far side. Swinton goes baseline, goes inside to Gross, and tended for Gross gets knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. Good defense there, but possession will stay with the Glacier Bears, and Stegan will do the honors from underneath the Glacier Bear basket. And the inbound goes to, taken away by the Panthers. Not a good inbound.
Not a good pass as Hanson brings the ball up court. Long pass gets away. However, recovered by Vaughn near the baseline. Back out to Barlow. Finds McCulsky inside. Shut up.
Wow.
On the backboard. Nice.
Nice
shovel
take.
Shot. And 2 points for Kimber McCulsky.
30-21. Panthers up by 9. 2:53 as Swinton comes across half court for the Glacier Bears. She's going to fire a 12-footer. Nails it.
Nice shot.
Makes it 30-23 with 2:41.
As Yates with the ball, passes off to Barlow on the near side wing, finds Vaughn cutting inside. Vaughn thinking about the shot, pivoting, gives up the dribble. Back out to top of the key to McCulsky, over to Hansen. Hansen dribbling in, can make the drive, shots up, off the backboard, and good. Nice shot by Ashton
Hansen.
32-23,
2:18 as Swinton comes across half court. For the Bears, she's going to fire just inside the three. Banks it, no good. Rebound, Yates.
Yates now trying to lead all players up court. She's going to get the easy layup attempt, and the shot is good.
She just turned on the afterburners there and ran away with that one.
Another timeout by Coach Brittenham.
So just again, as the Glacier Bears were making their move, the Craig Panthers shut it down. 34-23 with 2:03 remaining to play in the ballgame.
More transition points secured by the Panthers, and difficult lead to overcome now. 11 points with 2 minutes left.
Right, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a struggle. Not undoable. Coach Brittenham has him huddled up, giving him instructions here and encouragement as to how they need to adjust to what's going on the floor out there. Boy, I tell you, when Yates wants to kick it in, she really shows her speed like that. Just pulled away out front everybody.
Yeah, that little mishap at the basket at the start of the game doesn't seem to have affected her at this point.
So it's going to be Glacier Bear ball inbounds from the far side. And pressure in the backcourt now by the Panthers. And Swinton comes near side. Reverses her dribble, goes far side, gets across half court to Gross. Gross hands it back to Swinton, and that ball goes out of bounds as Glacier Bears turn it over to the Panthers with a minute 53 to play.
Craig now being met by man-to-man defense as Hansen dribbles the ball around. Close to the three-point line, back out to Barlow. Well beyond the three-point line, top of the key.
Loose ball, Gross,
picks it up.
Here come the Bears, and that ball gets taken away from behind. Yates again.
Nice pass to McCluskey, back off, high off the backboard, no good.
Gross slaps that ball away, then he gets tied up. Jump ball called. Larson has a handle on it. It's going to stay with the Panthers. this time with a minute 30 remaining to play. 34-23. Glacier Bears down.
Inbound underneath its own basket. McCluskey looks for a cutter, finds Hansen. Cotton is on the wing, three-point line, now finds Yates at the free-throw line. Yates looking to pass, finds cutting Hansen, and then pass to Vaughn for the easy bucket.
36-23 the score with a minute 17 remaining to play here as the Panthers continue to put a little spread in their lead here over the Glacier Bears. 36-23 the score.
Substitutions for Craig. Mary Bowling will check in, as will Pia Denon.
And Coach Brittenham has him huddled up here. I think he's going to do some substituting himself here with a minute 17 to play in the game. Again, we want to thank you for joining us here and listening in on KHNS. We're going to be bringing you both games, to varsity games tomorrow, starting at 5 o'clock, the girls' varsity, and at 6:30, the boys' varsity. Hope you'll join us here live from Craig. And a long haul for both boys and girls teams. 2 days of ferry ride, so good night's rest is in order. And
here tomorrow and then back out Sunday morning.
This is going to be Glacier Bear ball from the far side at half court. Stegan to Zanow. Zanow on the floor now. Gets the ball tipped away, but she gets it back. Loose ball now. Gets tied up on the floor. And Stegan comes to help out, comes to the rescue. She's going to fire a 10-footer. Banks it. No good.
McCluskey with the rebound. Now leading the charge down court. Sees Yates ahead. It's knocked away, though.
Zanow breaks that up.
But Yates finds that ball again. Gets it to Hanson. Top of the key. Holds the ball. Now dribbles to her right. Pushing against the defender.
And Stegan's going to foul her. That's going to be Stegan's first personal foul and the team's fifth of the half with 50 seconds remaining to play. 36-23 the score, Panthers up.
Inbound now here on the near side. Hansen gets the ball near the top of the key. Finds McCluskey cutting. Now she moves in toward the basket. Nice little move in. Shot up, no good.
No good.
Layup shot, but she missed it.
Rebound, Glacier Bears. Hamilton pulls this one down. Kicks it out to Stegan. Stegan across half court. 39 seconds on the clock here. To Hamilton. Hamilton goes far side, puts the ball on the floor, dribbles baseline, looks for an outlet, passes to Stegan. Stegan to Zanow. Zanow's got daylight. Goes down low to Swinton and up and in. Actually, that's not Swinton. That's Krager on the board with a nice layup from the right side.
Good move. 36-25. 12 seconds left in the game as Yates holds the ball at the top of the key and dribbles in. The drive finds Mary Bowling down underneath. The shot's up. No good. Yates gets the rebound off to Hansen behind the three-point line. Shots up, no good, off the rim. Ball gets kicked around. Mary Bowling picks it up, loses the handle, and that's the end of the game. So, end of four quarters. Craig Panthers 36, Haynes Glacier Bears 25.
Give you a quick scoring rundown for the girls here. Finishing up this game. Bradford's going to finish with 4. Larson's going to finish with 4. Wing with 2, Krager with 2, and Swinton, the high scorer, with looks like 14 to me. So that's going to do it for basketball here for this evening from Craig. We want to thank Stewart back in the control room in Haynes at KHNS, and of course my partner here, John Bowling,
thank
and
you,
myself.
Ken.
Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Join us then. Live from Craig High School Gymnasium, Ken Owen and John Bowling.
Good night.
We'll see you on the radio.